Pages 14 to 15, Paper 2, Written Reception, 60 points. The importance of learning a foreign language. Did you know there are approximately 7,000 languages spoken in the world today, many of which are used by native speakers only? However, although we all speak our mother tongue, we need to know at least one additional language to be able to communicate with people from other countries in today's world of global business and travel. Studying a foreign language has many advantages. Research has shown that learning another language has cognitive benefits, no matter how old you are. For example, it has shown that bilinguals tend to have bigger brains and better memories, are more creative, and are better at problem solving and critical thinking. Not only do the above traits make it easier to learn more languages, they also make it easier to learn anything. People who speak two languages can easily switch from one language to another. This is similar to switching from one task to another, which is especially important in today's busy multitasking world. When it comes to deciding which second language to study, cognitive benefits aren't the only consideration. Another important factor is how useful the language is to the learner. It seems that the most prevalent foreign language people all over the world use is English. It has become an international language used in many different fields such as science, computers, and tourism. Since it is the most dominant and common language in the business world, it has become almost a necessity for people to speak English if they want to enter a global workplace. Research from all over the world shows that cross-border business communication is most often conducted in English, and many international companies expect employees to speak the language fluently. As a result of the important role of English as an international language, learning English as a foreign language has become a necessity for students all over the world. Pupils in Europe, for example, usually begin studying English as a required school subject between the ages of 6 and 9. In Africa, where people speak around 2,000 different languages, very few local languages are taught at school. In Nigeria, for example, there are over 500 local languages, but teaching is mainly done in English, as it solves the problem of which local language should be used in the classroom. Axel Fleisch, a professor of African studies at the University of Frankfurt, says, in such a case, an international language, like English, is seen as a more neutral option. In Ethiopia, for example, where there are also numerous languages and dialects, parents who are worried about their children's future career insist that teaching be done in English. It is clear that learning languages is beneficial in many ways, whether it be for one purpose or another. Practical considerations are only one aspect of the matter. Developing social skills is no less important, since being exposed to a new language leads to a better understanding of other people and their cultures. In the ever-changing world of today, speaking more than one language can definitely offer you many new opportunities.